Father Benedict mentioned that for the confraternity meetings, he's been going through the confraternity rule with you, and that one chapter at a time and some short commentary. He mentioned you're on chapter 4, which is on the insignia of the confraternity. It says, at their reception, members receive the miraculous medal with the blue cord. They also receive a large brown scapular at profession. The large brown scapular is to be worn at confraternity meetings and at Mass on the principal feasts of the Blessed Virgin, according to local custom. They shall wear the small brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel and the miraculous medal at all times as a sign of consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. So on these two things, the medal of Our Lady, a miraculous medal of Our Lady, and the scapular that we wear, first on the miraculous medal, as you know, that was given by the Blessed Virgin Mary to St. Catherine Laboureille. Mary appeared to her several times. And on November 27th, 1830, she appeared to St. Catherine inside of an oval frame standing on a globe. And shone lights, rays of light over the globe. And around the frame were the words, O Mary, conceive without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. And this medal became known as the miraculous medal because as soon as it became known, there were so many miracles worked, especially miracles of a moral or spiritual nature, that is the conversion of great sinners. And the most famous of these was Alphonse Ratisbon, who wore the medal on a dare, so to speak. He was a Jew, not a terribly devout Jew. He was rather worldly, but he did have some sense of piety. But he despised the Catholic faith. He went to Rome as he was making a tour of the world before getting married. He was going to get married. And so he was taking a tour of the world. He went to Rome simply because it was famous. And while there, he went to go see an acquaintance, a friend of his, who was not Catholic or was either Protestant or a fallen away Catholic. That had become Protestant, I don't remember exactly. But instead of finding his friend, he found the brother of his friend, who was a devout Catholic. And this man felt inspired to convert Alphonse. And he didn't know why, but he just felt he needed to try to convert him. So this man's daughter, one of his daughters, put the miraculous medal on a chain or string, gave it to her father to give to Alphonse. And her father did. He challenged him to wear this. He said, if you don't believe in our Blessed Mother, you don't think it means anything, then you don't think you'll be hurt by wearing it. And then he reluctantly, just because of the insistence, he took it and he put it on, and then his friend's brother said, well, now you can't just wear it, you have to say the prayer that goes with it. So he gave him this prayer that's a long form of the Memorare of Our Lady, a considerably longer form. And he said to him, but I only have one copy of this prayer, so you're going to have to write it out for yourself and give me my copy back. And as the process of writing it out, he was quite irritated by it, but he did it just to get rid of the insistence of this man. So he wrote it out, and as a result of writing it out, the prayer got stuck in his head, similar to the way a song gets stuck in your head when you've hurt it and you can't get rid of it. And so, quite against his will, he kept all day long reciting this prayer, which of course was a grace that was given to him. And ultimately, our Blessed Mother appeared to him in the Church of St. Andrew della Frate in Rome, and he instantly was converted. He instantly knew all about the Catholic faith, things that he had never learned before. He never knew about original sin and what baptism does, and yet he knew about it, and he desperately wanted to be baptized, so that they made an exception. The priest was going to make him wait some while for instruction like normal, but then he saw that he knew the faith already in an instant, and so he was baptized something like a week or 8 or 10 days later after making a retreat. But this is the famous, most famous miracle of conversion through the miraculous medal, and there are many others. And so we wear this medal for our Blessed Mother's protection. It's a wonderful proof of our devotion to Mary, and obtains for us many graces. When it comes to the scapular, of course, we receive in the confraternity, as we religious also do, the large brown scapular. But all Catholics wear the small brown scapular. It's one of the most universal customs, universal devotions among the faithful, that other than lax and indifferent Catholics, everyone wears the brown scapular. And to a large degree, even lax and indifferent Catholics, they still have a sense that they have some trust that our Blessed Mother will watch over them when they wear their scapular. They don't want to get rid of that, even when they have abandoned all other practices. But this was given, of course, to St. Simon Stock. And she said to him, in giving him the scapular, "This shall be a sign to you and to all Carmelites. Whosoever dies wearing this shall not suffer eternal fire." When we were enrolled in the brown scapular, the priest said to us, or said the oration over us, "O Lord Jesus Christ, sanctify this scapular which thy servant will devotedly wear for the love of thee and of thy mother, so that by her intercession he may be protected from the wickedness of the enemy and persevere in thy grace until death." And then it was placed on our overhead, and the priest said, "Receive this blessed scapular and ask the Most Holy Virgin that by her merits it may be worn with no stain of sin and may protect you from all harm and bring you into everlasting life." And so this is what the brown scapular is. It is a sign of our devotion to Mary and Mary's protection over us. Blessed Claude Colombier says, "They tell me, those great saints, that I have nothing to fear if Mary interests herself in my behalf. But this is not enough to relieve my anxiety. I wish to know if she will indeed interest herself in me. She has given me a tangible sign thereof. I have but to glance at my scapular and recall the promise, 'He who dies wearing this shall not suffer eternal fire.' I do not hesitate to declare that nothing is a more certain pledge of salvation than a faithful wearing of the little brown badge. There is none, therefore, to which we should attach ourselves with more zeal and constancy than this. Divine Mother, what countless miracles you have caused to be wrought to confirm this blessed belief. Then, Christians, to engage this incomparable Mother to watch and guard you, and to interest herself in defending you, array yourself in the garment she holds forth for your acceptance. Wear the scapular and wear it until the hour of your death." The famous theologian Billuart, he also compares it to a sacrament in a certain sense. Obviously, it's not a sacrament, but in a certain sense, he says, just as the sacraments are outward signs that give grace, so that whenever you see that the priest has poured the water of baptism and said the words, you know that grace has been given through the sacrament of baptism. So, he says, in a somewhat similar way, the scapular is a sign that through which we receive grace. That is, whenever our Blessed Mother sees us wearing the brown scapular, she is praying and obtaining for us special graces in return. There's one other meaning of the scapular that Pope Pius XII asked that Catholics wear it as a sign of our consecration to Mary. This is the meaning of, in the chapter 4 that we just read, it says, they shall wear the small brown scapular of Our Lady and the miraculous medal at all times as a sign of consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. It was Pope Pius XII in 1950 who had asked that Catholics attach that significance to the scapular. He said that he asked that it be worn as, quote, a sign of their consecration to the most sacred heart of the Immaculate Virgin, which consecration in recent times we have so strongly recommended. He's referring there to the consecration that he made in 1942 of the whole world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which consecration he, in, I think it was 1948 or so, that he urged that families and parishes make. And here in 1950, he is asking the faithful that they wear the brown scapular as a reminder, a pledge, of a sign of that consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. He also asked that the scapular, because of its very simplicity, that it be a reminder to us of humility, modesty, and simplicity. He said, may all see in this keepsake of the Virgin herself a mirror of humility and purity. May they read in the very simplicity of the garment a concise lesson in modesty and simplicity. It's sad to see sometimes those who, quite a contrast to those who dress very immodestly, certain Catholics, and then have the gall to wear the brown scapular. If they only understood the inconsistency of their behavior. We might wonder why such a simple thing as a cloth, but we see in the Old Testament and the New Testament that a garment is very often a sign of giving some protection and favor. When God forgave Adam and Eve their sin, he made them garments. And when Jonathan wished to give a sign of his friendship to David, he gave him his coat. Jacob made the coat of many colors for his son, his favorite son Joseph. And Eliseus used the mantle of Elias to part the waters of the Jordan. When our Lord told about the parable of the prodigal son who returned, he said to kill the fatted calf, but he said to bring the first robe and put it on him. And we read in the New Testament, too, of how St. Paul, handkerchiefs were taken from St. Paul. They were laid on the sick and they were cured. So this brown scapular we wear, we should wear it always. Never take it off if it wears out. Replace it with a new one. As the Spanish Carmelite who wrote the 800 or so page encyclopedia on the brown scapular around 1930, He said, it's a good pious custom of Catholics that when one scapular wears out, we put the new one on before we remove the old one, so that we always have our brown scapular on at all times. If someone were to lay aside the scapular for a short time with no reason, they would lose the indulgences attached for the time that they have laid the scapular aside. They would not gain the indulgences. If someone were to lay it aside out of contempt, however, they would lose membership in the confraternity of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which is what we're enrolled in when we receive the brown scapular. And they would need to be re-enrolled in the confraternity. Otherwise, they would not have membership in it. They would not gain the indulgences. So someone, that could happen, for example, in the case of someone who has lost the faith and who takes the brown scapular off out of contempt for it. I'll end with the story of in the times of the persecution in China by the Mandarins that persecuted the Christian converts. This one new convert, he had his brown scapular on. He was ordered by the judge to take it off. He said, never would I take the brown scapular off. I'd rather have my head cut off. And so they tied him up, and the judge ordered him to be mercilessly beat. And they beat him until the flesh was flying and blood all over, and till they thought he was dead. And his only words were to the judge, you can continue, I'm still living. I'll never take the scapular off. So let that be a lesson to all of us. I'm sure you all wear the scapular devoutly. Try not to forget that you're wearing it. In the morning, for example, when you get up, you can kiss the scapular. There's reportedly, I've never been able to find an official source, but the Carmelites do mention a 500-day indulgence granted by Benedict XV 100 years ago for all those who, every time you kiss the brown scapular, 500 days. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.